at a weekend panel discussion organized by UN Women to discuss UN Security Council Resolution 1325 and the peace deal's mandate that 35% of government positions be allocated to women as part of affirmative action. Women said South Sudanese women still lack behind men in government. Resolution 1325, adopted 20 years ago, reaffirms the important role women play in peace negotiations, preventing conflicts, peacekeeping, and post-conflict reconstruction. Jemanu Nkumba, Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Acting Secretary General for President Salva Kiir's SPLM Party, says it is still challenging for women to achieve equality in South Sudan.
Most of these parties are headed by men, and that's one of the challenges we are facing, that most of the women participate at the party structures at lower levels. So the chairpersons and the secretary generals and the rest are all male. And therefore, when the opportunity comes for nominations to positions, automatically the men nominate themselves.
Gender-based violence, high illiteracy rates among women, and patriarchal attitudes continue in South Sudan, according to the South Sudan National Plan of Action on the Implementation of the UN Security Council Resolution 1325. Women activists and politicians say that is because the country's leaders have done a little to protect women or increase women's access to employment and political participation. They also say despite the 35% affirmative action plan for women spelled out in the revitalized peace agreement, partners in the unity government have not respected the power-sharing allocation. Only one of the country's 10 governors appointed by President Kiir is a woman. Aya Benjamin Warile, Minister of Gender, Child and Social Welfare, was appointed to the unity government on the docket of SPLM-IO. She is the wife of late Agri Idri, who was kidnapped together with the activist Don Samuel from Kenya in January 2017. A report released last year by the UN panel of experts on South Sudan stated that Agri and Don were likely killed by South Sudanese security agents. Benjamin says there is a general lack of will to address gender inequality in South Sudan.
For some reasons, we believe that women don't know. But if you get to listen to them and allow them to air what they feel or what they know or what they think, then you'll get to understand them.
Speaking at the same event, Defense Minister Angelina Teny said South Sudan has a long way to go before achieving gender equality.
We have these issues that are facing women within the security sector, as I said, by way of not getting the right deployment, but also you haven't had educated women thinking of joining the security sector.
Teny is encouraging women to come forward and get involved politically. She says that is the only way to change the inequality between men and women in South Sudan.
If you want to have a say in appointments of people or women in executive, please join the political parties and work to ensure that these political parties have internal democratic processes whereby women are allowed to decide and choose their leaders within those parties.
Lilian Rizik, a former minister in Western Bahr El Ghazal state, who also participated in the panel discussion, says the country's institutions must be strengthened in order to achieve gender equality.
What creates a weak institution is the conflict. So stability is the most important thing. South Sudan needs to be stable and so that we can have a strong institutions in place.
In the 2019-2020 fiscal year, 82 billion South Sudanese pound budget, only 0.6% was allocated for the gender ministry. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.